Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Is your resident map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what I do,
man. Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Rowe Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
I wrote a song about it, like the kid here go.
Radio as always, but guess what? We're just gonna hang out tonight and do what we ladies always do, and just have a nice, fun, relaxing conversation. How you been, sister?
I'm doing so much better.
Oh, have you been sick?
I've been doing it in a long while.
Oh, can I hang out, Ma? Too? Can I hang out tonight? If you don't mind.
Yeah, I don't mind. I do not mind.
All right, because I've always wanted to do this because, you know, you are my inspiration. I always wanted to do this. So, ready? So, let's do this.
I think that I'm in love.
Jump, you don't feel the fall. Hope when the water rises, you build a wall. Hope when the crowd screams out, you're screaming your name. Hope if everybody runs, you choose to stay. Hope that you fall in love and it hurts so bad. The only way you can know, you give it all you have. And I hope that you don't suffer, but take the pain. Hope when the moment comes, you'll say,
I did. There was every broken bone.
I swear I live.
Welcome to Ladies First Radio on the TJRS Radio Network.
Welcome, everyone, to Ladies First Radio of the TJRS Radio Network, a live show for everyone. 347-850-1272 is our caller number. That's 347-850-1272. If you'd like to call in and join in the discussion with me, your host for tonight, Mom Philadonna, and my co-host, the sister, and hopefully Dr. Principal Billion, she might show up. Never know. Sometimes she does.
I'm here.
She's here. How
are
you doing?
So that's the introduction that you give me. Okay.
See?
Oh,
be on
top. Wow. I'm going to start taking note of how often I'm here every Friday. Yeah. And then I'm going to give a tally and say, now, see there, you guys, it's a matter of perception. And I don't know what the hell Jay Ryle is doing here on the show. Shouldn't it be a collaborative, collective community discussion before we... No, it should be the board of directors of the Ladies First Radio Show. Rather than not that guy, can be the background lady, Merck. Always wore those boxer shorts. Yeah, the only thing's missing is a bow in his head.
Uh-oh.
Jay, why are you here?
I'm waiting for Ma to introduce me and Mr. Elias's co-host tonight. We're just waiting.
Okay. Oh, I hope you can keep up with us, lady. I didn't know.
I'm calling Mr. Patrick Kane. Patrick Kane is getting ready to get on here. Okay, hold on. We will not be defeated with these two in the head.
Okay.
We're
going to
get
back. Hey, we have Mr. Elias.
Hey, how you doing, girl? How's everybody doing?
Hi, Mr. Elias.
How you doing, Miss Sister? How are you?
Doing good.
How are you doing, Dr. Adelia? Yeah, how are you, Doctor?
My goodness. There's all kinds of feedback going on here.
Yeah, whatever. You know, this is just crap. Oh, man, I'm calling them right now. I'm getting them, texting them right now. Please
put her on mute, man. Put her on mute.
Yeah.
I can't. I'm not in control, Mr. Elias. I'm just sitting here just waiting for my cue. Okay, Matu, it's your show. I'm just sitting here just participating.
Sit the crap.
Yeah, careful, Dr. Prince.
Okay,
careful.
Right? So I have a question. Since we are all here, I don't know how many of you actually have time to watch TV. I really don't, so I just DVR everything. But the show that comes on BET, Being Mary Jane, have any of you seen it?
No, but I want to.
Okay. Mr. Elias, have you seen it?
No, ma'am, I haven't. I have not seen that show yet.
Okay, that means you are not qualified to be on the Ladies First Radio Show. Your mic is on.
Okay, I'll be on my computer in a minute. You keep on talking, Dr. Adelia. You keep on talking. I'll be on my computer right in a minute.
Rich sister, have you seen it?
No.
Margaret, okay. Jay, have you seen it?
No, I haven't. Is that the one with Gabriel Union?
Yes.
Ooh, that's a fine thing. I haven't seen it yet, though, but she's fine as hell. I'm sorry. I'm Dr.
Yeah, people say I'm her twin.
Oh, I'm sorry. I know this is supposed to be serious. I'm sorry, Matu. I'm sorry. I didn't know Dr. Prince would be a crack jokes on Friday. I'm sorry.
Maybe after a couple glasses of wine you look like, huh? Maybe after a couple glasses of wine you look like
her. No, they say I look like, they say I look like a girl color purple. Go ahead.
Say, Dr. Princess, don't say stuff like that to where we can't even back you up.
Let's just be honest. Dr. J is a very beautiful woman. I'm not going to take that away from her.
Thank you. Oh, you guys,
mom, don't slip on mom too. Mom too is.
Now, I agree with that one. And she got a tattoo on her back too. I got to talk to you after the show about that whole thing.
No,
but go ahead,
girl. She didn't have a tattoo on her.
She does have a tattoo on her back.
That's why I leave Rich Sister. Rich Sister's a nice looking woman. So hey, we got three nice looking ladies with us tonight.
Yeah, she bald headed though. I'm sorry. Yes, I'm sorry, mom too. I'm sorry.
Don't
hey,
hate.
You are alone,
man.
Everybody don't like weave. Thank you.
Everybody don't have time to weave either. Just saying.
Sorry.
But, yeah, Dr. Priscilla, I do have a tattoo on my back. It's a new one. You do?
What does it say?
It doesn't say anything. It represents my two girls, because, you know, I have one as a piano player and one as a dancer. So it's actually a treble clef note with the piano keys and a pair of point shoes.
That's all.
You know, I was thinking about getting a tattoo, and my kid said, "Mom, why you wait till now?" I said, "You know,
like
what?
Mike Tyson.
Because all
you get
my
one like Mike Tyson."
All my life I had to fight. No, but listen, all my life I was so religious. They told me that we couldn't, you know, do stuff like that. So now that I'm free. Now that I'm free, I want to go and get me a little tattoo. I got a couple in mind.
Yeah, get one like Mike Tyson. He has one. Get one like just like that in the same spot.
On his face. You know what, Jay? I got something for your face. I got a mask for you because that's what you need. You need a mask.
I'm sorry. I'm going to be good. I'm sorry, Mike, too. I'm sorry. I'm going to be good.
That's okay. So, y'all really need
to watch the show Being Mary Jane. And I really wanted to talk about it tonight, but I can't because none of y'all have seen it. And I just now started getting into it. I went back and watched all the old episodes. And it just, it gives a different light to the perception of a black, educated, successful female. Because she's supposed to be, I guess it's like a news anchor where she has her own show. And she's single. She lives in this magnificent house. I mean, it's just outright just ridiculous, this house that she lives in all by herself. And, you know, her family's telling her, okay, so you've got this house, you got this career, where's the kids, where's the husband? So it just goes through her life story about how, you know, the decisions she's making of wanting to have a career and not wanting to settle down and have kids. And
hey, Montu, is that okay? Did you see the movie "Deliver Us from Eva"?
Yes.
Is it similar? Okay, because it sounds to me. Didn't she play a role similar to that in that movie as well?
Yes, where she was a career woman, a successful career woman, and she didn't have time for a relationship.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
She was looking for a certain type of man.
Yep.
I can't remember the whole concept. It's about the same concept, but it takes it one step further. Because it takes it one step further where, you know, in this series, she does have, you know, men that she goes out with and she has a good time with, but she's not looking for anything serious.
Mm.
So my question is, how come there's a double standard? Because in the series, it almost makes it seem like it, for her to do that is wrong. Whereas for men, they're allowed to just, you know, do what they want to do, and no one ever questions them about why they don't settle down, you know, and have the family and the kids. Why is there a double standard?
Yeah, they do. Wait. I think I'm not a man, but I do want to say that I know that I have male friends where they say they're asked all the time if they don't have somebody. It's like, why don't you have a family, man? And as a matter of fact, if a man is 40, 50, 45, 50, he's never been married, never, you wonder why. Like, what's up with you? Real? All of this time you haven't even been divorced?
Damn. Not married, but divorced. Okay.
I'm just saying, but you haven't even been divorced. Like, I can see you're not married because you got married one time before, or you were in a. I know a man. He's never had a long relationship. But what? That's a red flag. You never had a long relationship. You darn near 50, and the longest you've been in a relationship is a year and a half or two. What's up?
That's a long relationship, doctor, whether you realize it or not. It's a long relationship. You know.
A year and a half?
A year and a half out your life? That's a long time. Trust me. Oh, hell.
That's why you guys, your mic muted.
Boy, you wait till I get to my computer.
Is anybody in control of the board? I'm just curious.
Yes, I am.
Oh.
And you know what? He's not entitled
can you open up
to chat room? Anybody tonight.
Oh, sorry.
Right.
Sorry.
That's what you get for dipping in places you shouldn't be dipping. You'd be managing your business.
Montel Adonis, I'm just here. Montel Adonis, I would appreciate it. I don't get harassed on your show. Can you please control your people? Thank
you. Wait a minute. Jay, what have you done to her that she's all on you tonight? What did you do to her?
Well, she's scorned. She really wants me, Montu. I'm just going to tell the world. She really wants me, and I told her ass no. And that's what this is all about.
Jay, you dream of me. You dream of me, Jay.
I do, Dr. Prince. Don't confess it.
You think of me.
I do. I do. I can't get enough of your love, baby. Sorry.
347-850-1272 is our calling number. That's 347-850-1272. If you'd like to call in and join, we have Mr. Elias, Jay Ralph, Prince Rodelia, your sister and myself. We're just hanging out tonight.
Man.
What in the world is going on?
Because these two knuckleheads showed up. You know why? Because they're hating because it's the five.
No, she has a great topic tonight. I mean, so she asked the question, why, right, is it different standards? And I'm thinking it's great to have a male's perspective on the show.
Why can't we support ladies first? What's wrong with supporting ladies first? I'm sorry. If you don't want to support us,
give us your opinion. Give us your insight, Mr. Elias. Why do you think there's double standards? Why is it okay for, I know Dr. Principal Delia says she knows a lot of men that get asked the question, but I still think it's tilted that it's more women that's under the microscope instead of the men.
You know what? I would like to agree with you, Mom, too, but it seems that we are on open mic. Night, I'll share this story with you. At 35, I was still not married. I was out there doing my thing, you know. And then I found a woman that, you know, that really, really did it for me at that point in time. And we were talking about getting married. And one of my friends went around and told all of my partners that he thought I was gay because I had never been married before.
Wow.
True
he
story.
Thought you were, he thought you were gay because
you because I had never been married before. And, Jay, go on and laugh. I know you're over there laughing.
No, I'm not laughing, Mr. Elias. I'm just trying to maintain my. I'll respond to that tomorrow.
Yes. But, Jack, now you said it was a woman that. This is a question I think that gears back to last week, too, and I'm not gonna take too long. But Miss Elliott.
Oh, you're
you
not.
Just
not
got back with, you just got back with your girl. So why does it take a man from 35 to damn near 60 to decide to marry her? Okay, what's up with that?
This is my first wife that I'm with right now, Dr. Davis. So why are you all ostracizing me and telling me why does it take this long? This is the woman that's had my heart for the longest. So
didn't you just get married or just
We got back together last year. It wasn't due to me.
So you were married, then you divorced, and then you came back?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you guys reunited, and it's peace.
So,
well, that's a good thing, though.
Mom, just to answer your question, everybody, he passed that rumor around to everybody. And I thought, you know, how crappy of him to do that. But, hey, look, you know, everybody's got their opinions, and, you know. And then I asked him, I said, well, who came up with the idea that I was gay? And he said, my mama did. I'm like, yo, mama.
Wow.
Yo, mama.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
All right, J-Rod, what do you think?
Well, listen, you know, I've always said that if you are over 40 and you are single, then there is something going on with you if you've never been in a relationship. And I think when you get to a certain part in your age, especially the older you get, you are more set in your ways. So if you start dating someone that's the same age as you and you guys have been single for long periods of time, it is very, very hard to try to make that click. You know, I've always said to myself, why do people go on these online dating chat rooms and do all these different things? Because what they do, they pre-qualify you with a series of questions. And so now that I think about this out loud, I'm thinking, you know what, if you're like in your late 40s or 50s or whatever the case may be, this may not be a bad thing, because at least it's going to try to match you based on your likes and your criteria, right? Versus if you're younger, you know, you guys grow together, you know, you guys grow as a couple, and then you learn how to tolerate each other and live and exist, versus if you've been out there on your own for so many years, you know, it's tough for you to all of a sudden now, when you get up in the morning, you have to make sure that you get out of the bathroom at a certain period of time because somebody else is coming in. You're not used to that, right? So, you know, I don't know. I just think it's a different perspective when you look at it as far as the older you get, if you're single, you know, that's always an issue as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. All right.
Bottom line, is there a... Oh, God, I got this stupid thing. Hold on, I'm sorry.
Not a problem. You can...
Stupid
ad
coming up on
this
page. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Because I'm trying to do the... When these stupid ads are playing on the page, and I'm hearing it. And I keep trying to pause it, and it keeps coming back. I'm sorry. But, yeah, is there a double standard? I swear, what isn't a double standard when it comes to women as opposed to men? But
that's true.
True.
What is it? There's always seemed like. But all I can say for just for me is, I mean, I'm not in no relationship right now, and it's just simply because, hey, that person hasn't come along yet. And I ain't happy with that. And I'm not going to do anything to calm myself along and end up with the wrong sucker.
Say, Clinton. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call out.
I'm just going to stay still until the right one comes along. The one that
Say, Clinton.
Jay, you had better just be quiet. You are not even supposed to be here.
You know.
Oh, you need to be quiet. Okay, go ahead.
And I'm not trying to.
Put your mic off. I'm sorry. I had to do it.
Say, and I'm not trying to say, because obviously, you know, either I'm not ready, or he's not ready, or we both not ready. So there's definitely something God is still working out, even in my life, so He can properly prepare me to be with somebody. You know, and I ain't ashamed to admit that either.
All right, girl. Already.
Let it work it out. I'm gonna let him work it out on all counts, and then he'll bring us together at the right time.
Sinkling.
All right.
Excuse me. Sorry.
What in the world? Okay.
Wait a minute. Does Richard have a computer love? Computer love is Sinkling.
Sorry.
I hear you. But, Jerrell, I got to go back to something you said. You said for you that it seems like it's an issue if a person is older and they haven't been in a serious relationship. Why?
No, I said that usually if someone is single that late in life, like Dr. Princess Adia said, I mean, and you should, there should be red flags. There's a reason why, you know. Maybe if it's a person that's been in a long-time marriage and they're divorced, that's different. But if you are, you know, 45, 50, and you by yourself, and you've been by yourself for a while, you need to do your homework, because there's a reason. Good people normally are not out there by themselves, right? I mean, let's just be honest about it. If you are halfway decent, halfway successful, half not bad looking, and you're single, you've been single for a while, there's a reason why. I promise you it is.
Now listen. Now, okay. Let me say something, though.
Of course.
I will not take back the fact that, yes, as a man, or even, we were talking about men, but as a man, you know, if you, or anybody, I think, if you haven't been longer than a year or two, I mean, I don't know, I just think that's like, wow, like all of this time you've never been in a long, or distant, a long time, long-term relationship. Now, I myself, and I know other women, and I don't know if many men who have made this choice, but I know me, as a professional woman, I had for a long time chosen to be by myself and honestly had no intention of being in a relationship again like that, because I love the freedom thing, okay? I love it, okay? Single life is absolutely amazing, okay? So because I was embracing that, and I think it's good to do so, I was in a marriage for 14 years, but when I had my single going on, hey, it's just a wonderful thing. Now, I will say this. In the latter years, just recently, I also had to come to the realization that there were some things about me that I had to work on as a result of my marriage that were deeper than what I even realized were there. And that is, I didn't realize that that I had the wounds so deep as they were as a result of the abuse of marriage, all of the cheating and all of that. That pain that I experienced in that marriage, by the time it was over, I was just done. And because I did not have any pain at the divorce or anything like that, I figured I was not wounded. And I was just out there and just loving single life. But then I had an experience with a gentleman that caused me to look at myself. And I went on my own self-development, and I had to come to terms that, guess what, chick? You're actually bruised. You're actually insecure about relationships. You're actually going through a lot of pain that you did not realize that you had, that were as a result of that pain that you experienced in that relationship. So I believe that a lot of times there is a lot of pain, a lot of wounds that people have that they are literally unconscious of it and have drawn conclusions, various conclusions, including the one to be alone because of it, without them knowing.
GOG, okay. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cough. Sorry. Yes.
Be quiet, man. I told you you're not even supposed to be here, man. Just be quiet. Sit over there and be quiet. Talk when you are talked to. When you are spoken to, that's when you speak.
Y'all practice
first
that, too.
Radio show.
Be more airtime for everybody else
when
you
take
on that concept.
Dr. Priscilla, I understand what you're saying. But it almost sounded like Jay Rob was trying to say that the person might be just a little bit crazy.
I didn't say that. Don't get me in trouble with people.
No.
I did not say that. Thank you.
I said, it sounded like that's what you're leaning towards.
That's not
like,
how
what?
I do. Okay, you try to set me up. I thought me and you were friends. I see what's going on right here. I'm going to leave after the first break. Don't act like that. Get me in trouble with women. See what's going on around here. I see. You're raising
well,
girl.
In the episode, the last episode that I watched, Mary Jane, she did make the comment to one of the gentlemen that was interested in her. She told him, said, look, I just want to take things slow because I'm relationship whip. You know, because she has so many bad relationships, and she pretty much told him, I'm not looking for anything serious. Leave me alone. I'm pretty much just want to be by myself. So it goes along with what Dr. Prince Odelia was saying, that, you know, sometimes a person wants to be by themselves because they've been in a abusive or a bad relationship, and they want that time to either heal or they don't know how hurt they are.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah.
And
you know,
some
pain is, you know,
are, call themselves. I'll make my comment when I come back.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Hold on to that comment. But we are going to go to our first break of the evening. But for all those in the chat room or listening, don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Hello, friends. I'm Jay, the host of The Jay Rouse Show and the serious side of The Jay Rouse Show. And it's time for another edition of Have You Seen Me?, where we put the spotlight on missing children of color. Tonight, we're heading to Fredericksville, Maryland. We're looking for a young lady by the name of Sharon, and let me spell her last name for you. M-U-Z-I-R-W-A. That's M-U-Z-I-R-W-A. She's been missing since February 7th, 2014. Her date of birth is July 6, 1997. Once again, she is 16 years old. She's an African-American young lady. She has black hair, brown eyes. She's about 4'8", and she weighs 115 pounds. She was last seen wearing a black sleeveless top and camouflage pants. She may be in the Leicester area of Delaware County, Pennsylvania, or in the greater Philadelphia area of Pennsylvania. If you have information on this young lady or the whereabouts of this young lady, please don't hesitate. Call 911, or you can contact the Frederick County's Sheriff's Office at 301-600-1046. That number is 301-600-1046. Or you can call 1-800-THE-LOST. That's 1-800-THE-LOST. And the number is 1-800-843-5678. 1-800-843-5678. We pray for the safe return of this beautiful young lady. We ask that you pray for our family as well. If you know of anyone who you'd like to see featured on Have You Seen Me, all you have to do is pick up the phone right now, folks, and call us 347-850-1272. The number's 347-850-1272. You can leave a message to the person who answers the phone, or you can go to our Facebook page and post the information there, or you can contact me direct on Facebook at JRIL, that's J-A-Y-R-I-L. Our Facebook page is the TGRS Radio Network, or you can send us an email directly to the show, and that email address is thejryleshowandlive.com. That's the J Ryle Show, the J-A-Y-R-I-L Show at live.com. We pray for all people missing, regardless of color. And until next time, I'm Jay. You've been listening to Have You Seen Me?, where we focus our attention on missing people of color. Take care.
Somewhere in America, a mother is crying.
A family is torn.
A child is lost,
missing, or even abducted.
We need your help.
Contact your local police station
for a listing of missing children in your area,
or log on to www.missingkids.com
to obtain further information regarding missing children in your local community.
Was the next face you see?
Maybe a child that will need your help.
Help support America's missing!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Hi, this is your fitness diva, Mom to Little Donna's, with your healthy lifestyle fitness tip for this week. Do you ever feel like you're going great with a diet, completely in control and on track?
when you get hit by an uncontrollable craving for something that is on the so-called ban list, you do everything you can to control it, but somehow it still finds you, and eventually you give in. You say to yourself, well, I'll just have one bite. But come on, let's be real. Who can have just one chip or one piece of chocolate? Before you know it, you've either eaten the whole bag or the whole bar of chocolate. You see, a few extra calories turn into so many extra calories. And then that little cheat that you had soon becomes an all-out buffet with all kinds of food that you should not be eating. Food cravings can do some serious damage to your progress. So, let's give you some tips on how you can kill those food cravings. Number one, first of all, you have to smash the urge. If you continually resist the urge to give in to your cravings, you can end up binging all the time. Instead of trying to resist those cravings, try this. When you have the urge for something sweet, instead of grabbing a piece of chocolate, get some yogurt. Number two, purge your cupboard. Having bad food anywhere near you will only make things worse and make those cravings hit more often. So even before you start a diet, get rid of all the temptations by purging your cupboard. Number three, chew gum. Yes, you heard me, chew gum. In between meals or when cravings begin to hit, just grab a stick of gum. Research has shown that people who chew gum between meals eat fewer snacks because you always have something in your mouth. Number four, eat regularly. If you're not eating at regular intervals during the day, then your cravings are going to come more often. The more you eat, the less cravings you will get. And finally, number five, go to the gym. Yeah, I know that's not the answer you wanted to hear, but check this out. When you're exercising, you are actually releasing endorphins that will counteract those feelings of hunger. So when you get those cravings, go for a walk, get some cardio in, and before you know it, you won't have those cravings anymore. So the next time you get the urge to pick up a cupcake or a donut or whatever it might be, remember these five easy tips to kill those cravings. And remember, sweat is fat crying.
Welcome back to Ladies First Radio of TJRS Radio Network, a live show for everyone. 347-850-1272 is our caller number. That's 347-850-1272. And if you're just now joining us, we have Mr. Elliot J. Rao, Dr. Crystal J. Richardson, and myself on tonight. We got a full house, and we're talking about whether or not there's a double standards for men and women as far as when you get a certain age, if you decide that you want to be single, have your career, and the whole house, is there really a double standard there? So far, the panel's saying no.
No, I think it is.
Sister, you think it is?
Yeah.
What happened to the moment of inspiration?
I requested that we don't do it because we really don't want to hear from you. Oh, did I say that out loud? I'm sorry.
You know what? That's
oh,
why.
My God.
The mic is muted, okay?
Did I say that?
The mic's off.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't say that.
No, but Rich sister, she had a comment that she was going to make before we went to break, so I wanted to make sure I got that in.
Okay.
Well, bottom line. I'm here.
Okay.
Bottom line, a lot of women's problems, definitely nowadays, just bottom line, the independent single woman rears her ugly head again. And I think too many women try to play the man's game, wanting to be a playette.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, you're going to lose each and every time because you can't play the man's game. See, a lot of that talking about, you know, I'm not ready for a relationship is because some of them got Mr. Friends with Benefits on the side and thinking that that's going to be enough.
Preach.
Thinking that's going to be enough because they got the house and the car and the Rolex watch and the whatever else they think that's going to survive, you know, make them happy.
Wow.
And they think the friends with benefits is enough. But you're going to lose each and every time. So that's a lot of women's problems today. Can the church say amen?
Amen.
I don't know.
Amen.
I can't say amen.
Well, you don't go to church, so I don't think you don't worry about it. Sorry.
No. I can't say amen. And I'm going to say you're inspiring me to this moment of inspiration because let's say this.
Oh, God.
You know what, Jay? I told you your mic is muted. Players, be muted. I'm having an inspirational moment. Please be quiet, Mr. J. Rob.
Okay, you have 30 seconds.
But I do want to say something seriously, though. As it is true that there is always an opportunity for growth and development and for healing, absolutely. Oftentimes, our wounds are so deep that until you spend time alone, allow yourself to be guided intuitively, not emotionally, in a relationship experience, you may find that you'll go a lifetime and never be healed. Constantly being backed up in situations, relationships that don't work. At the same time that all of that is true, I also want to speak to the fact that there's this stigma and there's this position that many people have off rip about a woman that's in power. When unless you have been in the shoes of a woman in power, you will never even understand what the woman has had to even go through to get to where she is. When they say that this is a man's world, that is that's an understatement, especially when it comes to business. You're always in the face of men. You're constantly in company with men who are in power, who would rather you not be in power, and you have to play the role. You have to be very, very strategic in your positioning. Mm-hmm. And there comes this air that's not an air, but it is just real talk. Who you have to be in to get to where you're going. And I speak from experience. I absolutely do. I also deal with, and I know a lot of women in power and in high position who have difficulty finding men that you can trust. And if I'm going to speak to some black men, a lot of times black men have insecurity issues, like Mr. Patrick Hayes talked about last week, that when they look at us, we're all an automatic threat. We didn't even say anything. We walked in a room, and because we have what we have, we're accused of always wanting too much, or we're accused of being this or that, when it could be so far from the truth.
The music has run out.
Given a chance. Okay,
the music
fine,
has run
fine.
Out.
But you know what? I'm going to just say that not quick to judge.
Thank you.
A woman in power.
Okay.
And
I do agree with what you're saying.
I can respect it to a point, though. I respect everything you're saying, Dr. Princess, to a point. But I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you.
Telling
that single,
me. Single
independent
me.
Mindset is thick in the air.
It may
and
be
it's
thick
ugly.
In the air.
And
it's not
every woman.
It's not
understand,
ugly.
It's not every woman. I'm not saying that. But some of them, you know.
Independence is not an ugly thing. single woman is the ugly thing. Sometimes, let me tell you,
I'm talking about the attitude behind it. That's not a crime to be, you know, just as a whole in general. I'm talking about the attitude that some women have behind it.
But not every woman has the attitude. Sometimes people accuse them of having the attitude.
But I'm talking about the ones that do. If that's not you, I'm not talking to you then. I'm talking about the ones that do. There's some that do.
Yeah, but the way you said it made it seem like it was a whole generalized statement.
Get a rich sister.
And it's
I'm not trying to generalize. I said some women.
Yes.
Well, yeah. I'm
not talking to you.
I do agree.
Hey.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree with you, Rich Sister, and I also agree with a little bit what Dr. Prince O'Dea was saying as far as, like, you know, the career woman. I like to call them career women, not just independent women, because some are career women that can hold down the family and do the whole nine yards. I call those super women.
But
the ones that they, you know, they have the men that are above them. And there are situations that come about where that woman always feels like she has to prove herself among her men peers. And I speak from experience because that just happened to me this past week with my job. And I'm like, come on, why are you coming at me? You know, I'm thinking in my head, what have I done? Why am I always having to prove myself that I can do this job? And then I sat and thought about it. It's because they're men. So they want to see how far they can push me before I say, you know, I crack or break. it's always being tested. But what they don't know is they got to have to get up a little bit earlier in the morning to get to me because of my background. I was raised in a military family. So you trying to break me down, you got to get up a little bit earlier in the morning because you ain't not coming to get me. Nope, not having to break.
And you know what? That is a byproduct and catalyst for what ends up being the making of that woman that is saying to herself, okay, you know what? I'm going to either be alone or she has that air. You may be the sweetest woman in the world, but then you have this air. Somebody said to me the other day, this young lady, I patron her and I told her I'm a mentor her because she's a young businesswoman and I go to her little restaurant just to patron her, but sometimes, you know, she wasn't there or this or that, whatever. So anyways, I'm talking to her and really inspiring her this one day, and this guy that was standing in line to be served, he said, man, he said, you down to earth, you cool as hell. And she said, he said, we always talk about how, you know, isn't it funny? Because we thought she was real snooty and really this and that. And then until you get to know her, Doc is real down to earth and sweet. Now, be quiet, Jay. No, but people assume that of me. And I was standing there saying to all of them, I said, wow, that's what you guys thought. I didn't even say anything. What made you think that? And this just happened the other day. And they said, I don't know, just the way you carry yourself, the way you look. We just, you know, just, I don't know. And I was like, wow.
Okay, you know what? You know? Who cares? Who cares? You always talk about how everybody see me and I look so good and I'm so this, I'm so that. Who cares?
I was giving an example because I had an example. It was a live true example. Whatever, I'm done. I'm not even gonna talk. Don't forget that this is the ladies' first show. You're not gonna step me up on our show.
What?
I let you guys dog me out on two of your.
We're not dogging you out. Listen, you are
a
beautiful, beautiful dark-skinned woman. You are just the beautiful. You are one of the finest women in Detroit. Can we move past that now? You are great. You are beautiful.
That is so mean. You see?
It's not me. Oh, you're not beautiful? You're beautiful.
Because I said something, now you want to say that I was trying to be all that. You see there?
Well, you are trying to be all that, but that's just my impression.
But I wasn't. I was giving
I know. I'm sorry, sweetheart. I'm sorry. I'm bad Jay. Bad Jay. I'm slapping my hand. Bad Jay. Sorry.
Mr. Elliott, do you have any comments you'd like to add in?
Oh, no, I'm not getting in the middle of that one. Hell no.
Single independent.
Y'all going to have that one. I've expressed myself. I told you how I feel. I think all three of you ladies are very beautiful. I never really realized how beautiful you ladies were until I saw you on Facebook. And I saw Dr. Gay in person, and, you know, she was nice looking. And but mom too, I mean, I like.
What?
Speechless. What? She was just speechless and didn't say anything until he came out the whole time.
I was real speechless. Yeah, I was. I was there. I couldn't say too much. Hell, you can't get a word in edgewise.
Don't even try it. I wasn't even talking. I was like, hello.
I'm in your track.
You know what? At the end of the show, I have to tell you something. But hey, for right now, when have you ever been quiet enough for so somebody can get in a word in edgewise? Please tell me. I'm waiting on this one. I'll wait. Go ahead. Starting now. One. Two, you have not been. You couldn't keep yourself quiet long enough, darling. Come on, look, darling. You're a very beautiful woman, but damn, you wear a word out. Damn, you're a wordsmith. You're a wordsmith. But hey, I love you. I ain't gonna say I don't love you because you're my sister. So I love you, but damn, you talk. Damn. If I was dating you, I would put the phone down and go do what I had to do and come back, and I bet you still wouldn't know I was gone. I bet that would happen. I'm just saying.
What he's saying.
I don't even talk that much. I don't
talk
all the time.
Oh,
snap. I'm for real.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm talking
about
you.
What he's trying to say is he never seen nobody What he's trying to say is he's
That's
never
dog,
seen
yeah.
nobody stenographer. Hey, what can I say? That was good.
Well, you try to crack a joke. It's dead now. Let
yeah.
it go, Rich Sister. You have
yeah.
a moment of inspiration.
Right.
but.
Oh, my goodness. Hey. Y'all funny.
But you know, Doctor, come on, Holly, you do talk a lot. Come on, just admit that.
But that's when I'm on the radio. Okay, listen, I've talked to Jay on the phone a lot. Jay, don't
sure
ask.
Do,
am
baby.
I not a good listener? No, quiet. Am I not
you,
a good
you
listener
are.
On the phone?
You are a great listener. Yes, you are.
Hell, I've been on a conference call with you and Jay, and I was like, I gotta go. I couldn't take it. I'm just sorry.
No,
I can't talk that much.
That was a heated conversation. He was talking crap about my darn show. So that was different.
Okay.
But let's go back to the topic at hand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what were we talking
about? You won't even go there.
What were we talking about, Mary Jane, or how beautiful you were? Which one were we talking about? I've lost track.
But it's time for our last break of the evening.
Our
last commercial break,
but
we'll be right back.
Mom, too, I love you, girl. I ain't gonna lie to you. Thank you for getting me out of that one.
If you missed the J. Ryle show, shame on you. Here's what you missed.
Will you be willing to come to Detroit?
Oh, but of course. Yes.
Wait a minute,
do you know where I am? Do you know where I am?
No, I don't.
I'm sitting in the living room in Flint, Michigan.
In Flint, Michigan?
I'm in Flint, girl.
Girl, if we don't have lunch tomorrow, we can't. I'm having surgery. Listen, I'm just saying that's another topic. Then my sister's going to be mad.
See what you've been missing? The J. Ryle Show, Wednesday night, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and on Saturday, 5 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on BTR Radio.
guess it's funnier from where you're standing. Cause from over here I miss the joke. Clear the way for my crash landing. I've done it again. Another number for your notes. I'd be smiling if I wasn't so desperate. I'd be patient if I had the time. I could stop and answer all of your questions as soon as I find out how I can move from the back of the line. I'll be your clown behind the glass. Go ahead and laugh, cause it's funny. I would do if I'm tough. I'll be your clown on your favorite channel. And the money was just rolling in. If I had more than my ambition, I'd have time for please, I'd have time for thank you as soon as I win. I'll be your clown behind the glass.
Circuit Court of the 18th Judicial Circuit in and for Seminole County, Florida, State of Florida versus George Zimmerman. Verdict, we the jury find George Zimmerman not guilty.
Hi, I'm Jay from the Jay Ryle Show, and the one thing that the George Zimmerman verdict should have shown us was, even though this nation elected a black man into the White House twice, we have a long way to go. So don't get mad, get involved.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
Well, we are at the end of a very, 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 very interesting show. That's all I can say. We had a full panel tonight, and I love every minute of it. But very quickly, we got to go around the table. I'm going to start with Mr. Elias. Mr. Elias, what would you like to close us out with?
Look, Dr. Adelia, the show Wednesday, I didn't like it because to me it was filled with it was hatred towards you. And then you know, I was talking to Jay not too long ago about it, and I started thinking about it, and I was like, wow, Sundays, I'm kind of hard on you too. So, you know what? I'd like to publicly apologize to you, Dr. D, because it shouldn't be that way towards you. But hey, look, if you can lighten up on the words a little bit, we might be all right. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. I'm going to leave it at that.
Rich sister, what would you like to close us out with?
Well, I'd like to say this to Dr. Princess too.
Uh-oh.
Now, We really appreciate you being a human stenograph, but all we're saying is that it ain't always appropriate.
Wow.
We really appreciate it. I mean, when you open your mouth, I feel like I'm in the courtroom and the keys is gone. And it ain't always necessary. I'm getting my joke in. We're going to – I'm reworking this joke. I'm getting this in.
He was right.
Appreciate you. I swear to God, when I'm in court, you're going to be the first person I call. But we just saying for you to lighten up just a bit.
Yeah.
Just
Lord.
A bit.
Okay.
Oh, man. Well,
okay, Gerard. Gerard, what are you going
to
say?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say thank you so much for allowing me and Ms. Elias to hang out. And I just want to tell the public that Ms. Elias had temporary insanity during his when his final thought, because I don't know what the hell he's thinking about. Dr. Principal D, I'm going to keep putting the pressure on your ass, because you're always talking about how you fine you is and all this stuff. So I'm going to talk about your ass.
I'm not going to lighten up on that. Hell no. I'm going to slide a joke.
Okay,
right,
okay. I thought you went crazy for a minute.
No,
okay,
no,
all right,
I'm
okay.
Saying, you know. There's a better way to say stuff than what I've been saying.
I thought you bumped your head,
like,
bro. I'm sorry. All right, you back. Okay, woo,
no,
you scared
no,
me for a minute. All right, so listen.
I'm going to keep on going with that. Come on.
Oh, okay, okay. But seriously, listen, I'm glad
that
thank you so much for allowing us to hang out. And, hey, if you don't mind, we'd like to hang out maybe once a month. This is cool. I really enjoy myself. Thank you.
Yeah.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do, too. I enjoy
fun.
Myself.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It would be so fun.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All
right, Dr. Prince, what you going to close us out with?
We only got a minute.
Listen to the song.
Okay,
listen to the song. The song's the cue.
Okay. First, I want to say thank you. It was a great show tonight. And you know I've got to say, transformation, it is so. Embrace your journey. Understand that whatever you're going through, it's for a reason. And also, embrace the joys of life. It's so precious. And I want to say thank you, Mr. Elias, for what you said. Mwah. I'm sending you so much love. And, Jay, you know, we'll work on it, sweetheart. It's okay.
That
I
is.
Still love you, too. Okay, that's it. Okay. Oh, Frank, I'm done.
Okay, well, all I can say is good night, everybody.
Good night.
Oh, Lord, the song is coming.
Good night, Mom. Oh, my God.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.